This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Jeff Nowak in our triple option feature. Jeff, I'll throw it to you first.
All right, let's do it. So, you know, this is kind of convoluted to just dive in on, but ESPN reported today that the NFL and senior leaders of the NFL Players Association struck an unusual confidentiality agreement that hid the details of an arbitration decision from players, including a finding that league executives had urged team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation. And it's a really interesting article. We don't need to dive too much into it, but I think that last part is fascinating. It all goes back to the Deshaun Watson deal. If you remember, the Cleveland Browns signed Deshaun Watson to this massive, fully guaranteed contract. We haven't seen any more deals like that. And that's not a coincidence. That's by design. Team owners, the league does not want fully guaranteed deals out there. They don't want the precedent set that fully guaranteed deals are on the table. That said, my hot take, they should be, particularly for draft picks. And we're seeing it play out now with the second round picks, so many of them still unsigned. You've seen a couple of these fully guaranteed second round deals. Now everyone's going to push for them, and it's going to get ugly between teams and players. And I think, personally, if you're a top three round draft pick, you should get a guaranteed contract. And here's why. If you're an NFL team that picks a player in the top three rounds, and you cut that player prior to the end of his rookie contract, you should be penalized for that. You should have to pay for that because that was a massive blunder on the part of the team. Why is the player paying for it? And I think it's interesting, and I just think, you know, you look around. If you were getting a job tomorrow, you signed a contract, and they were like, well, we're going to pay you this much unless we decide we don't want to in the final year of that contract, then you're just going to have to leave and you have nothing to say about it. Anyway, that's how I feel. Rookie contracts, at least in the first 2 days of the draft, should be guaranteed.
Jeff, that is the perfect example of collusion, and they covered it up.
Well, the interesting thing is the NFLPA was like, all right, you guys, don't tell anybody.
You know, you just think- don't. Okay, so you working with the enemy on collusion.
Right.
That, to me, is the crazy part of this story, that the higher-ups in the NFLPA allowed this to happen, and they knew about it, but didn't do anything. Sat back, hey, we happy, we collecting our salary, so we good.
Right.
Hey, we not worried about the players now. You know, hey, you getting a ton of money. Man, again, there's a collusion there between the NFLPA and the higher-ups and the ownership here in the NFL. No question about it. Charlie?
Guys, the Pelicans already announced that the NBA Cup's groups have been officialized. And, you know, the Pelicans last year, I remember it being like the group of death. And this year, it doesn't look that bad. They have the Lakers, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, and the Mavericks in their NBA Cup group. And guys, when this first started up, I remember liking the kind of in-season tournament. I thought it was a kind of a breath of fresh air for a very stale regular season, especially once you get towards, you know, December and January and everything like that. But then last year, I thought it kind of, I don't want to say it overstayed its welcome because it was only like the second year of it being here. It wasn't the same kind of vibe, I thought, with the players kind of playing with playoff intensity. And they're going to keep it up because it was something that worked the first year that they did it. But the Pelicans, you know, last year they had the Nuggets, the Mavericks, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies in their group. That felt like a group of death. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit down on what the Clippers have been doing this offseason. We don't know what's going to happen with LeBron, with the Lakers. Memphis has moved off of one of their best pieces in Desmond Bane, and the Mavericks are just a gigantic question mark in the Western Conference. I don't feel like this group is as bad as it was last year, guys. That's just my opinion.
Guys, Sunday starts the MLB draft, and we'll have the early picks come in, and then it'll certainly fall into the Monday, and we're all waiting to see exactly what happens with the first overall pick. Will Cade Anderson be that guy? And you almost hear like dead silence, okay, from Washington. Almost dead silence from them on exactly what they're going to do. This is unlike when Paul Skeens got picked, because we heard pretty maybe 2 weeks before, well, we kind of thinking about it, man, the price is high. But by the time it got this late in the process, you knew the Pirates were going to pick Paul Skeens. It isn't the case now, and I think some of that having to do with the change, general manager, also the skipper with Washington. See how this happens and who has the final choice here in the organization. And it may come down to management. Now I'm talking about the guy who signs the checks. But Jay Johnson doesn't sleep, because on campus now, I just looked at his Instagram page, but Kansas transfer Cooper Moore is visiting LSU baseball. So, man, the one thing with Jay Johnson, you talk about a guy who is relentless in his recruiting, and I'll never forget, we got him on last Thursday, and he's talking, and we talked to him about recruiting, and he says, I got a recruit right across from me trying to convince him to come to LSU, and I think an hour later, that former Tennessee pitcher committed to LSU. So, man, one thing with Jay Johnson, he's not going to leave a stone unturned to try to get back to the College World Series and try to win another national championship for the LSU Tigers.
Mike, I think the criticism for Cade Anderson's a little bit unfounded, too, is that
he's the
high floor, low ceiling type of player. Look at the leap that he made from his freshman to sophomore campaigns. If you don't think that that kid can continue improving year after year, I don't know what to tell you. And so, you know, we talked with Aaron Fitt about this last night, Steve and I did, that, you know, he can continue to grow into his body and get stronger. He's 21 years old, but this is a guy that's already got great stuff, great feel for his stuff, a great fastball, three great breaking pitches. And if you view him, and some MLB scouts do this, as, you know, maybe the ceiling of a three starter at the MLB level, once again, I just don't know what to tell you. I think he's got ace potential once he gets to the MLB.
I feel the same way about Ianson.
Yeah.
I think Anthony is the exact same way. And look the jump he made from just a year ago.
Right.
And how good of a pitcher he turned out. And so, man, LSU is developing him there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.